Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Howdy, folks. Got blood, violence, freaks of nature? Well, then, come on down.
You know, if I wanted to kill somebody, I'd take this book and beat you to death with it, and I wouldn't feel a thing.
Take our life from us. We laid it down. We got tired.
There's over. Ladies and germs.
Welcome to Stories from the Crypt.
Good evening. Well, you're driving down the B3212 through Dartmoor. It's a very nice summer's evening. The sun is setting, but be careful. Watch out for the hairy hands. They want to drive you off the road. We're back.
I thought that would be I thought it'd be longer, so I'd have time to have to sleep.
That was right off the top of my head, that one. I didn't even think of it. Have you heard of that story before?
I have heard of the hairy hands. Yeah.
I had to pull up the wiki page to get the right road number. But yes, we're back.
We are another week. Back indeed.
We are Stories from the Crypt. Welcome to the podcast. It's Hello. Lovely to have you here.
It is lovely to have you here. My name is Luke.
My name is Max, and we are a weekly podcast that talks about all things strange, weird, paranormal, UFOs, Bigfoots, cryptids, Mothman, all that kind of weird, goofy shit we like to talk about. Just a disclaimer, by the way, we do actually believe in this kind of shit. I know we come across quite flippant, non-believers, but we fully believe in aliens, and I'd like to think Bigfoot is real, probably not. I'm not a big ghost believer, but Luke is.
I am a very big ghost believer. I seen it with my own eyes, man.
But yeah, we are into this shit. This is our wheelhouse.
Yes. We just like to view things with an objective manner, is all.
We like to find the funny in this mad shit, because it usually is funny.
So we just like to review, rather than just straight off the bat believe.
Dismiss.
Yeah. Or dismiss. Yeah, exactly. So we are all over the socials.
At SFTC Podcast on your Instas and your Twitters and Facebooks and TikTok, apparently, maybe. I don't know.
We are, but since I set it up, I have not opened it since. So,
yeah, we're on all good podcasting platforms. Wherever you listen to this, that's where we are. Give us a little thumbs up, a review, a follow, subscribe, bell, all that shit. All helps. It's lovely. Thank you.
It's lovely. You
want to email us with some spooky stories or some strange encounters, storiesfromthecrypt@gmail.com.
Yeah, exactly. If you've ever been jacked off by a djinn.
You ever succumb to a succubus?
Ooh. Have you ever been sat on by a sphinx?
Ooh. No. Have you ever joked around with a jackalope?
Ooh, a jackalope, man.
Drop us a line, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we're happy to hear about it as
Or if you've got any news stories that we might have missed, send them our way, storiesfromthecrypt@gmail.com.
Yeah, any creepy experiences, we are all about that life. I guess just before we dive into it as well, from the story of the mower from last week.
Oh, yeah. The Mount Claw.
The Mount Owen Claw discovery.
Oh, by the way, did you like the music I put under?
I did. It was fantastic. Yeah. Top notch. Yeah. Top notch, that was, mate. My mate John reached out and said when he was in New Zealand, it is like a big urban legend that they still exist. And that
the mower?
That the mower still exist and they're milling around fucking hiding in caves or some shit.
Is that the New Zealand's version of Bigfoot?
I think the mower. from the sounds of things, it could well be. But he said, yeah, he reckons that there's like moa hunters all going around out
That's
there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think we need to, you know,
keep an eye on the moa.
Set up a Patreon.
Moa Watch.
So you can, yeah, Moa Watch. So you can send us to New Zealand. So we can,
and then we'll never come back.
Yeah, and hunt some moa while we're out there. So
we'll be like that guy who sat on the banks of Loch Ness, just in his little mobile library.
Until somebody just set up fucking cameras. Like, he left his wife.
And his kids.
And his kids. Oh. Fucking anyway. Set up webcams. Do you care?
Should we jump into the teaser from last week?
Let's go, mate. Let's go.
Brit haunted by terrifying dog man since childhood tells spooky cryptid sighting tale. Colin Keatley claims to have had multiple run-ins with an enormous dog-human hybrid in rural areas of the UK through his life, and is open-minded there could be a supernatural explanation. A Brit is convinced the terrifying dogman is no legend but real, having been haunted by sightings of such a creature since he was a child. When Cryptids Call is a new podcast hosted by cryptozoological expert Lee Solway that features listeners calling in with their spookiest paranormal experiences in the UK. A recent episode featured an eerie tale from Colin Keatley, who says he's had run-ins with a dogman, an enormous mythical creature thought to be a dog-human hybrid throughout his life. On October 4th, 1990, he was backpacking his way from East Hull to Hornsey and came across a park in Hatfield. He was walking down a lane at about 8:30 with the full moon that lit the place up like daylight when he spied something strange in a gap under a hedgerow. I kept looking at it. Look, it's a cow. Is it a deer? Colin recalled.
Is it a cow?
I thought it looks like it just looked like a dog's back legs. But then I thought, hold on. Where's his front legs? At that moment, a friend happened to be driving past and offered him a lift. When he got in and looked back at the field, he could see this dog standing there. I said, look, look, there's a dog standing at the gate hole. He just looked at me and said, go, you're working a lot of hours. Get some rest. Colin went on, to be honest, I had nightmares after that. For years I kept waking up, not every night obviously, but some months would go by and I'd have another one. And the recurring nightmare is this thing jumped out of the gate and just ripped me to shreds, and I woke up screaming some nights with sweat, even though I'm not into that. I just couldn't believe what I saw. From then on, he became obsessed with going on solo expeditions to try and catch other glimpses of the creature, but kept it under wraps from his family until September 2015. One morning, he was exploring some private woods when he found an enormous pile of poo, indicating a large creature had been in the area recently. And that was only the first strange thing. As I was coming to the stream, I thought, what's that smell? Oh man, that's putrid. It's really foul. And then I heard this big thud, thud, thud. And I thought, the heck's that? So I stopped. And this thing stopped. He assumed it was one of the men who work in the forest, so he called out but got no answer. He kept walking, and the thuds kept following him. All this time, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, the smell was putrid, and I got on all fours to see through the bracken. And then I got back up, and it got back up and started walking slowly, and this thing was following me. So I speeded up, and it speeded up. I thought, bloody hell, what is this thing? When I got to the end of the bracken, it bowed off to the right of me, and I was going to the left. When I got to the end, I just glanced over, and there's this, I don't know what the heck it was. I don't know what to say. It was huge, hairy, what I thought was a dog man because of the smell. Colin's convinced it wasn't a prankster wearing a costume because nobody knew I was going to be there. They're private woods. Nobody walks through there. He couldn't make out the creature's face. All I could see was a mass of hair. I wish I got me found out and took some pictures of it. What this large thing was, I don't know, but it wasn't human, I know that. Another thing, when I was going into the woods, you could hear animals moving around, but just as I got in, everything went silent, like there was a giant bubble. It was real weird. It was Colin's first sight of the cryptid, having seen something twice as a child and again while out walking in Gotland with his wife. Fucking hell, this is long, man. About half a mile into these woods, she said, I'm scared. She said, there's something called floods we shouldn't see. I said, stop being stupid. But she grabbed my hand, which was unusual at the time, because we weren't getting on. But it was definitely something in the woods. And once we got out, you could feel the relief. It was really weird that there was another bubble. Colin's also seen strange things while out driving at night, but says modern dash cams are ill-equipped to capture the lightning-fast creatures he's seen run out in front of his car. Having been dogged by unexplained sightings of enormous creatures his whole life, he's still unsure of the truth behind it all. I like to think these things are real, but I'm open-minded about the supernatural, he explained. I do really think these move about the country through green belts, and I've loads of stories of factories where there's a green belt out back and something's gone crashing through, something large that we can't explain, bigger than a deer, massive and black. Only 30% of the UK's total landmass is urbanised, with the rest made up of farmlands, marshes and forest. Yeah, that's it.
I'd just like to say, so...
Oh, no, there have been reports of a dogman creature fitting Connor's description in Lincolnshire as far back as the 1600s.
Ooh.
Podcast Lee told the Daily Star last year. Oh, this is from the Daily Star, so it's probably all bollocks, but...
Yeah. I just want to say, so he hid that from his wife and family for a number of years, that he was going out to hunt...
Dogmen.
For the dogman, or the dog men.
Mm.
And just like, you know, he's going out in the middle of the night. His missus is like, where are you going?
No wonder they weren't getting on.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he's going out in the middle of the night. Where are you going? He can't think of a good excuse. So,
I'm going to see a prostitute.
Dogging. a murdering prostitute.
I'm going to get a massage. Happy ending.
Yeah. And his missus is like, oh, well, I guess at least he's not looking out for that fucking dog man again. Prefer the infidelity than the fact he might be losing his mind.
Oh. Poor bastard.
Cottaging?
Fucking cottaging. Right, then, that was the teaser from last week. So, what you got for me then, boy? What's your headlines?
Strange attack. She thought the car was her husband's. It wasn't.
Okay, I'm interested.
Our answer to Bigfoot, the seriously creepy Victorian folklore surrounding the region's canals.
Is that based in the UK?
Yeah. It's almost local. Mum accused of being time traveller after strange Google map pictures decades apart. Ghost villages of Uttarakhand report mass migrations for the fear of leopard attacks.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's all kicking off, mate. It is all kicking off. Hit me with your news stick.
Man says encounter in woods, age 7, made him a UFO hunter. Craig David comes out as psychic and says he can see, hear his ancestors. Mum warns watching Hocus Pocus 2 will unleash hell on your children. And then a bit of an update. Couples see big cat on Gloucester Hill while out picking sloes to make Christmas gin.
Nice. Nice. Okay, you did the teaser, so I'll go first. What do you want? The strange attack. Our answer to Bigfoot. Time travelling mum. Or ghost villages.
Time travelling mum, I reckon.
Mum accused of being time traveller after strange Google map pictures decade apart. Leanna Cartwright was caught on camera in the exact same spot twice in pictures taken 10 years apart. A mum has been accused of being a time traveller after she experienced her very own glitch in the Matrix. Ooh. Leanna Cartwright was caught in the same spot twice in pictures taken 10 years apart. The mum of one was sent the Google Maps pictures of herself standing at a crossing, holding onto a bag beside her husband, Richard. After viewing the snaps, the mum assumed the email was pointing out that the tech giant had caught her on camera. Upon further inspection, she was left stunned to discover she had appeared in the exact same spot down to the same paving slab in a near identical shot 9 years later. The first image shows the trouser-clad 41-year-old standing at a traffic crossing. Why call that out? Like,
trouser-clad.
Trouser-clad 41-year-old standing in a traffic crossing on the corner of Victoria Place with a carrier bag in her left arm and another bag over her shoulder. Like, they didn't say, like, shirt-clad. You know what I mean? Like,
his trousers are a pinnacle part of this being time travel or something?
I've got no idea, mate, to be quite honest. Bizarrely, a second image, shot August 2018, shows her standing directly in the same position, holding two bags in the same style. The only difference being her outfit.
So she's not a time traveler then? She just so happened to be stood in the same spot when the Google car went past?
Yeah. She's being compared. Does she go to the shops
the same time every day?
Basically, it's a one in a million coincidence. Or somebody's even said one in a billion coincidence. Leanne said, "It's like I've been frozen in time. I've been standing exactly on the same paving slab, and I've still got a bag on my shoulder. It's all funny, but so bizarre. Some people probably think I'm a time traveller." "I could be the only person in the world that I've caught in exactly the same place almost a decade later, to be sure. I did see the car for the first time. So when it got published, I went on and had a look and everyone thought it was quite funny. And I didn't mind at all." And then he goes on to say, "Reports Wales Online," so fuck knows where she's from, to be quite honest. "Fresh at hand a second one. Well, I said work, because he was looking for the first one. He was going to send it to me, and then he realised I was back on it. And when I saw, I thought it was really bizarre. I hadn't even seen the car at the time, and I was a flabbergasted."
Why did you go Welsh then?
I've not got a clue, mate.
Flabbergasted. The bloody great Puma.
Puma. "We told everyone at work. And I found it funny. And I thought, I put it on Facebook. I don't know anyone else it's happened to. It's had loads of likes. Someone even mentioned about me being a time traveller. And it's funny, reading the reaction. I guess I'll be looking out for the car in the future. And if I see it, I'll have to jump to the same spot." And that's basically it, yeah.
There's nothing about time travel that's popped. Someone's mentioned it on Facebook as a joke.
Yeah, exactly. She's a self-professed creature of habit.
Yeah, it fucking sounds like it. She goes to the same shop on the same day, at the same time, and gets to that crossing. And it just so happens the Google car was going past it whenever she was fucking stood there. Excuse me.
I apologise for that. I feel like I've mildly wasted your time.
Right, what do you want from me? Do you want the UFO hunter, Craig David, or the Hocus Pocus? I'll leave the... big cat update till the end.
Dive in with Craig Demon.
Craig David comes out as psychic and says he can hear his ancestors. "It were proper bow, I tell me. I was a bit in the closet about being a psychic," he said. Craig David has claimed...
Oh, God.
Can I carry on? You might want to leave your drink alone.
I'm not fucking touching it.
Craig David has claimed to have psychic abilities which have enabled him to heal his ancestors. The 7 Day singer, 41, said he has been in the closet for a while but is opened up about his talents in an interview with Fern Cotton on Tuesday. On Tuesday? Are you ready? Do you think this article is going to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I fucking hope so.
Speaking to the presenter's Happy Place podcast, the 31-year-old said, "I'm super empathic and super sensitive about and super psychic, which I feel very liberated to say now. Proper bow. I was a bit in the closet about being a psychic, but I'm very clairvoyant and I can see things in the future. Bow selector."
My ears ring off like crazy, and I know there's a guide or some ancestor trying to come through and tuning in. Ain't that right, Kiss?
The singer's revelations come after he was...
Oh, fuck it out.
The singer's revelations come after he was violated by a stalker last month.
Oh, fuck.
Tanya Geale, 31, stalked David between 2016 and 2021, knocking on his hotel room door, turning up at his home address and sending letters to his parents. In a statement read out in Bromley Magistrates Court, David said the incidents have left him feeling violated and uncomfortable in his own home.
I gave him superpowers.
I tried to see her as someone who was a little too excited, but it escalated into something far more scary, he said.
Geale claimed certain matters did not happen in accordance with what he said. She said, there's a video on YouTube.
Yeah, no.
There's a video on YouTube that's been removed about me and Mr. David claiming he is gay. If I turned up to his door as a man, he would have opened the door. I think he stated his sexuality in the beginning. I would have never got to see him. Tanya denied the suggestion she would change her mind about her new disinterested in Mr. David if she were to find out he was straight or had a girlfriend. It would be a cover-up, she said. David was subsequently given an indefinite stalking protection order against the 31-year-old. Oh, and that's it. Oh, I thought I'd go more into his...
psychic abilities, a proper boy, tell them, Craig David.
Yeah, like, why...
It went a bit dark towards the end, I do apologise.
Yeah, it did a little bit, didn't it? But
it went a bit left field, didn't it? Fuck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that was
Craig David.
Being a psychic. Give us your Bigfoot story.
You want our answer to Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Our answer to Bigfoot, the seriously creepy Victorian folklore surrounding the region's canals. A Bigfoot-esque creature stalking the canals of the West Midlands and leaping out to spook travellers. You'd be surprised how often it's reported.
The Shropshire Monkey Man!
I think I've heard of this before. Is it Cannock Chase, for any chance?
We'll get into it. The Shropshire Monkey Man is a cryptid, that is, an animal not believed to exist by the mainstream science, but inspires legends nonetheless, and captures the attention of hopeful cryptozoologists. Some of the most famous examples include the Abominable Snowman, the Loch Ness Monster,
the Abominable.
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 Shut up, Meg.
It's not abdom. It's not his abdomen. It's not a snowman made of abdomens.
Abominable. A what? Abominable?
Abominable.
Abominable.
The Abominable Snowman.
The Abominable Snowman. Yeah, there we go. It's easier the quicker you say it. And it transpires that the waterways of the West Midlands may have their own counterpart to the Sasquatch, said to stalk the northwest of America.
The persistent report. It's a Sasquatch, Tommy! There's the deer turning up and getting chased, Tommy. Why is there carpet on fucking trees? Billy Kimber's a Sasquatch, Tommy!
With persistent reports of a hairy attacker from its undergrowth, Shropshire folklore expert and enthusiast for all things paranormal, Amy Butcher.
Oh, I thought you was going to say Lee Brickley then.
I know, takes up the story. The Shropshire Man Monkey, or Old Ned's Devil, is a cryptid zoophore primate that has been sighted along the Shropshire Union Canal.
What? Hang on. The old what?
The Old Ned's Devil.
Old Ned's Devil?
Yeah.
Ooh.
This canal was built by Thomas Telford in 1828 and covers several canal systems including Shropshire, Staffordshire, Birmingham and parts of Cheshire. Their most famous sighting occurred at 7 p.m. on the evening of January 21st, 1879 and was invested by folklorist Charlotte S. Boone. she encountered the day before the eyewitness reached the canal bridge, a strange, hairy black creature with great white eyes sprang out of the plantation by the roadside and attached itself onto the horse's back. In desperation, he tried to push it off with his whip, but to his horror, the whip went through the creature and he dropped to the ground with fright. The horse then broke into a canter and ran off at full speed, with the creature still clinging to his back. The man returned to the village called Woodseaves in Staffordshire and recounted his tale, with the listeners being so terrified that they stayed in the area rather than risking an encounter. The witness was so terrified by this encounter that he took to his bed for several days afterwards. The canal was searched the next day and the whip was found in the exact place he dropped it. Apparently, the police had visited the witness a few days later upon reports he'd been robbed, and when he explained in order what he saw, the police were rather disappointed and replied,
"Oh, was that it, sir? I know what that was. That was the monkey man."
You fucking sound like the Hitcher.
"Sure as he does come at that bridge over since a man drowned out in the cut."
I'm sure the witness was very disheartened to know such an experience was a regular occurrence. A creature akin to the man-monk eye was also reported near the end of the 19th century by a man named Ned whilst driving a pony and trap on Rolf Street in Smithwick. Outside Birmingham, he heard a strange noise behind him and was leapt at by an unusual-looking animal which he fought off and killed with his horse whip.
Fucking hell, how'd he kill it with a horse whip, man?
Jesus Christ.
Like, they're only about, were they like truncheons back in the day?
Well, they're the ones that like jockeys use, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, how do you
It was a actual, like a proper whip.
Yeah, I mean,
like a whoosh, rather than just the crop, riding crop kind of thing.
Yeah, mate, I guess this was the...
You whip him in the throat and slits his throat open.
Yeah, whoosh, have that, you slag.
The animal was placed on display in a glass case in the Bluegate pub on Rolf Street and was dubbed Old Nev's Devil by the locals. Old Ned's devil was probably a separate creature to the one that was experienced in January 1879, as this creature of flesh and blood and killed.
What?
And this, as this was a creature of flesh and blood and killed. However, it provides further discussion in the narrative of the Ape Man. Further, Monkey Man sightings have been reported ever since. And in this instance, all astonishing commonalities. The most recent one was reported in 2002 to the British Waterways, which is now called the Canal of River Trust. The man contacted the trust and said that during the holiday on the Shroppy in the 1980s, he passed under a bridge and upon looking up, saw a huge, hairy black figure staring back at him with large eyes. He called for his family. However, the creature disappeared. Interestingly, there are reports of a similar ape-like creature from Madeley Wood. Interesting lie. There are reports of a similar ape-like creature from the Madeley Wood area in the 1870s. Are these Shropshire's answer to Bigfoot?
Ooh. A nice little story, that. To be fair, never heard of it. Never heard of the Shropshire Monkey Man. To be honest,
it rings a bell. I don't know why.
Considering it's like a local thing, I would have assumed
it's from the 1800s.
Yeah, but like from the local area, you know what I mean? Like, I would have assumed it would have made its way to.
We're not actually in Shropshire, are we? We're Worcestershire. Shropshire's like on the border of Wales, isn't it?
Yeah, true, but I'd have assumed it would have percolated its way down.
I think I've heard of it because of all the mad shit that's been spotted at Cannock Chase. Like with the black-eyed kids and the pig woman, and I'm pretty sure the Shropshire Monkey Man might have made an appearance there. Because obviously, a few weeks ago, we had Lee Brickley talk about the Bigfoot sightings, and there was the one footprint that was way too perfect to actually be a footprint. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want the UFO hunter?
Do the UFO, our new UFO mate.
Man says, encounter in woods, age 7, made him a UFO hunter. It was definitely not of this earth. It was such a weird vibe. Its head, in proportion to its body, was tiny. A man who encountered an alien in the woods when he was just 7 years old says the experience has spurred him to become a UFO hunter. Ben Walgate's experience would eventually lead him to set up YouTube channel 401 Files, where he shows his visits to UK hotspots for alleged UFO and alien sightings for his more than 11,000 subscribers. Ben's first close encounter was on his way back from a camping trip as a Cub Scout near York, when the minibus stopped to allow everyone to stretch their legs. It was broad daylight and very hot, reports the Mirror. Ben walked up to a small embankment which brought him into a wooded area, and he saw a derelict outbuilding in a clearing. Suddenly, around 25 metres to his left, Ben said he saw a spindly green creature with a tiny head standing on 2 feet and well over 6 feet tall with oversized limbs. He described it as walking with a stoop, as if struggling to stand or clumsily trying to keep a low profile. Ben said, the wooded area wasn't that dense, so I got a good look at this thing. It might have only been a few seconds, but we made eye contact. It had black eyes. This thing was out of the ordinary. It looked at me. I looked at this thing. It was definitely not of this earth. It was such a weird vibe. It had its head, in proportion to its body, was tiny. It's not like the stereotypical alien with grey skin and big black eyes. This thing was more lizard. I'm not saying it had scales. It wasn't snake-like. It was olive green from head to toe, a very sleek, slender-looking thing. Dark black eyes, tiny head, long over-proportional size arms that came past its knees. It was just otherworldly. It shouldn't have been walking on 2 feet. This thing was walking right through the woods. Ben was convinced it was a prank and headed back to the bus, expecting his pals to be laughing at having fooled him. But no one said anything. For several years, he forgot about it. In his 20s, however, suddenly the encounter came flooding back like a bolt of lightning, and Ben could remember how hot day was and had a clear picture of the creature. Around 5 years ago, he set up his YouTube channel. I'm still very scientifically minded. I won't jump to anything and say it's an alien, he said. I'm getting out there and investigating some of these areas and following up on some of these stories that people have shared. Ben said, if there are intelligent beings out there, I'm not saying there are, but it's highly likely there are. If they were coming here for some reconnaissance or research, it wouldn't be difficult in a place like the North Yorkshire Moors to stay hidden. The foot traffic there isn't too heavy. You have the odd cyclist or dog walker, and the area is 500 and something square miles of woodland and moorland. He said, one of the main things many of the hotspots have in common is being close to military bases, including the Moors, which contains the RAF Flying Dales base. Ben theorises otherworldly beings may be showing an interest in our military, or they are some level of top secret military equipment. Ben says he has caught some strange phenomena while shooting videos. This includes a figure walking behind him. Last year, Ben and his brother staked out into the night at Flamborough Head and believe they saw a UFO over the North Sea. They were just about to head back to their van as the temperature dropped when Ben said they saw 5 orange lights in a complete straight line. It went right across the sky, he added. It stopped on a dime and went straight back in the opposite direction. And we thought, what the hell is this thing? It can't be a drone. It's way too big. There's no noise. There's nothing. It's just these 5 lights suspended in the sky moving like nothing I've ever seen. And then it was so weird because the thing shot out to the sea and it was probably about 20 miles out to sea in a blink of an eye. And then he heard a fighter plane roar ahead above us heading in that direction. And this is where it gets weird. We thought, this is strange. We've not heard a fighter plane or a plane all night. And then the minute we see these 5 strand lights acting weirdly, a fighter plane screeches overhead in that direction. As the fighter plane died out, we look up and it was literally the only little dark cloud in the sky. These 5 lights emerged eerie out of this cloud. We never saw it come back that way. We never saw it make the trip back. It just disappeared out to sea. The plane went in that direction after it. I'm assuming. And then this thing, seconds later, emerged out of a cloud above our head. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. The way it moved, and we both agreed, the way it came across the sky and back on itself was obviously like it was trying to make a decision on where to go. All of these things have really weird questions, but I can only report what I saw. I've never seen anything like that in my life. If it was a plane, the people inside would have been mush at those speeds. The G-force would have ripped any human to bits. I can't explain it. Ben said the military must know a lot more than they have revealed. We are making discoveries all the time. All the time now, people's minds are changing, Ben said. If you go back 20 or 30 years, people would have been laughing if you were talking about this stuff. But now these people are becoming the minority. The universe is so big that we can't be the only ones. It wouldn't make sense, he added. I mean,
he's got a point there, though, hasn't
he? Yeah,
he's
got a fucking point. But yeah, I checked out his YouTube channel. It looks, I had a little scan for it. It looks like he does some pretty spooky stuff, going to the woods and filming UFOs and stuff. It looks like he's got a lot of footage, actually.
Nice.
So I would recommend subscribing to 401 Files. We gave him a follow and he gave us a follow back. So shout out to, I forgot his name. Ben, was it Ben? Yeah, shout out to Ben, 401 Files.
Oh, Ben.
If you actually listen, we'd love to get you on the podcast to talk about your spooky encounters and shit.
We would love to. I love the fact that you put that he's still got quite a scientific mind as well, because I think that's always a tack that we always try and take as well, as being objective.
Shout out Ben Walgate and the 401 Files. Give him a follow.
Legend.
Stories from the Crypt recommended. Right, what you got for me?
Strange Attack. Or Ghost Villages.
Oh, go Strange Attack then.
Strange Attack. She thought it was her husband's car. It wasn't. At first, it was a baffling incident. A stranger got into a car and began hitting the driver. Then after she was tossed out intentionally, ran her car into the victims.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, it's such a weird chain of events this is. A possible motive for the bizarre behaviour was revealed when the attacker's husband arrived on the scene in a car identical to the victim's. The two-part assault, apparently sparked by mistaken vehicular identity, played out on the streets of Kutztown, Pennsylvania, a town of 5,000 people west of Allentown. According to the police report, a driver was sitting in her parked car waiting for a friend to return with their food from a nearby restaurant. Then the passenger opened a door. A woman she had never seen before got in and began hitting her. Her friend heard the commotion and pulled the attacker out of the vehicle. The vehicle and her friend drove away, but so did the attacker, following them in another car. When they ended up driving towards each other on a residential street, the attacker reportedly veered into the other lane and crashed head-on into the victim's car. When the police arrived, the suspect, a 36-year-old Kutztown woman, reportedly told them she thought the other car was her husband's, and indeed, when he arrived, it was the same make and model and colour. The woman also said she'd been experiencing unspecified personal problems, the police report said. Borough police charged her with two counts, each of aggravated assault and reckless endangerment, as well as summary counts of driving an unregistered vehicle, operating without a valid inspection permit, and driving without insurance. Police did not indicate whether anyone required medical treatment. Boom. Right, what you got for me next then, boy?
Mum warns watching Hocus Pocus 2 will unleash hell on your children.
Love it. I love the fact that they've been saying this shit for fucking years as well.
Yeah, it's Satanic panic has never gone away.
No, it never has.
She claims the reactions to her claim has been mainly positive. A Texan mother has spoken to social media to warn fellow parents that Hocus Pocus 2 will unleash hell on their children. Mum of three, Jamie Gooch, appeared on local news network KWTX to explain how she fears the movie may be responsible for genuinely bewitching kids. She said the PG-rated Halloween flick can impact the innocent minds of young ones.
A worst case scenario is y'all unleash hell on y'all kids in y'all home. The whole movie is based on witches harvesting children for blood sacrifices.
Gooch has spoken out after her social media posts on the topic went viral, with the mother thinking the film could cast an actual magical spell on viewers.
Do not watch this film!
In a now deleted Facebook post.
Everybody thinks it's fake and innocent, but they could be casting any type of spell they want to. Anything could be coming from your TV into your home!
She's not joking either, and revealed to have been nervous when she decided to post her wild opinion on social media.
I was a little bit scared when I hit the post button. I was afraid of the reaction I would get. The post was for people being on the fence on the decisions they need to make for their family,
she told KWTX. The mum of three admits that some have labelled her crazy following her post on social media, but claims the feedback has been mostly positive. She went on to say that she believes Hocus Pocus 2 is just part of a wider trend in society, adding,
we need to be cautious of what we're consuming, what we're bringing in, and what we're sending out. I think it goes further than just a movie. It goes further than Halloween,
she said.
I believe whatever comes on our TV screens, there are things attached to that. I've seen for myself the things I've watched with my eyes or heard over a TV screen. They've become manifested in real life. I think, oh my gosh, what did I consume?
Yeah, that's it. This idiotic mother of three thinks a Disney film is bewitching children.
Standard.
Right, what's this? What's your big cat?
My big cat. Ghost villages of Uttarakhand report mass migrations for the fear of leopard attacks. One man-eater hunted last week. Villagers claim no help from forest department. Sentence doesn't even quite make sense, but several villages in Uttarakhand's Puri district are turning into ghost villages after being abandoned by their residents. Many villagers are migrating to more urban parts of the district after increasing sightings and attacks by leopards. The residents of two Uttarakhand villages have been abandoned, their houses within a week. The lone family living in the Puri district's Baratar village have also migrated. Godbury village in Kodagwar is also completely vacated, and the last four families living there also left their ancestral homes to move into rented homes in the urban areas. Frequent leopard attacks are the primary reason for mass migrations. More villages are likely to be uninhabited as well, said the locals. In October 2021, this reporter visited Bharatpur village. Rows of deserted houses had locks on the doors. The cow sheds were in ruins, and thorny bushes had overtaken all empty spaces, making it difficult to enter home. The village had been uninhabited for a long time. Just one family had been living in the village for the last 3 to 4 years, which used to have a population of around 90 people. However, Yashoda Devi's family also left their house August 2022, unable to cope with the constant fear of leopard attacks. They were living all by themselves for a while in the village, but both her sons worked in Delhi and Gurugram. One of her sons, his wife and two children returned home after the COVID-19 induced lockdown. The daughter-in-law and Devi started farming in the village.
I'd installed several power lights around the house. We would turn them on at night to keep the leopards away. But the wild cats would circle around the house every night. There were three leopards, one mother and two children. We worship these creatures because they may be the reincarnation of our ancestors or even a demigod. We pray they would leave us alone. Devi complained several times to the forest department for help, The department officials would tell us to chop all down all the bushes, keep the village clean, etc. But how would we manage that all by ourselves? The creature ate a calf, and we were afraid my grandchildren would be next. The leopard endangered our lives, and the wild boars and monkeys attacked our farms in the village. We were able to drive the monkeys away during the day, but couldn't do anything about the boars at night. The family was also worried about the children's education, as the nearest school was several kilometres away. They would also be afraid of dropping off or picking the children up. Devi's family also decided to leave, making Bharatpur another ghost village. Another leopard near Puri Bharat village, Tisilan Teshil, was hunted down. September 1st, 2022, the wildcat had eaten a 5-year-old child.
Jesus on July 28.
I shouldn't laugh at that, man. I'm always halfway through. I'm like, Jesus. I'm shocked as I'm reading it.
Take a fucking really dark turn, like out of nowhere.
I know. The wildcat had eaten a 5-year-old child on July 28th, 2022, and was declared as
a man eater.
Fucking hell.
By the forest department. Most migrations from villages happened because the residents were afraid of attacks by wild animals.
There is no development model for villages, so they just decide to migrate.
Uttarakhand Forest Department has been trying to prevent leopard attacks with schemes like
living with leopards.
But Hakil says the villagers can live with leopards, but not man-eaters.
People of the mountains have lived with leopards for generations, but now we don't know their condition or even their numbers in our forest.
The 2018 report, Status of Leopards in India, said that there were 839 leopards in Uttarakhand, but Hakil said the numbers were not correct.
I travelled across the state to hunt man-eating leopards. There is at least 5,000 wildcats in Uttarakhand. The Forest Department officials also agree, estimating at around 4,000 leopards in the state.
People keep coming to the village and leaving in droves, said Nirmala Sundrial of Kuin village.
Around 30 families used to live here. The risk of attack is less here, as more humans live here. The villages, with less population, are more vulnerable, she said.
Leopard facts.
That's the best accent you've ever done. Right, do you want my big cat story?
Hit me. Hit me with your puma.
Couple see big cat on Gloucester Hill while out picking sloes to make Christmas gin. They saw the creature on the hill horizon of Robinson's Wood Hill. A couple who were out picking sloeberries to make homemade gin for Christmas could not believe their eyes when they saw a big cat on the horizon of the hill. The sighting happened in Gloucester on Robinswood Hill the afternoon of September 25th, and it's not the first time it has been claimed a big cat has been seen on the hill. Paul Beatty, 41, from Abbeymead, was looking for sloeberries with his partner, Francis Turner, 40. It was Francis who alerted Paul to the cat, who at the time, feeling a little disheartened at finding most of the berries had been picked. Paul said,
"We decided to go to Robin's Wood Hill with a prospect of collecting some berries to make some gin. We had a little walk around. We had only found a few and walked past the nature hut on the right and carried on up the hill on the path. I was busy looking for sloes and Fran said, 'Oh my goodness, look at that, Paul.' I stood up and she pointed at a big cat on the hill. It was about 200 yards away from us and I was walking out the bushes ahead of us and it carried on and went into the hedgerows."
I'm going Welsh here, aren't I? Right, Gloucester. Fred West. "It was about 200 yards away from us and coming out of the bushes ahead of us, and then it carried on and went into the hedgerows.
It were a big black animal, the size of a Labrador. But it were not a Labrador. You could tell it was a cat by the way it was working, where the tail was long and bobbing in the air, and I noticed the sheen on the animal's coat. I did try and get me phone out and take a picture, but I was also keeping an eye on what it was doing, and it went out of sight into the hedgerows, though. Paul, feeling fearless, decided he wanted to get evidence of animals which had crossed his and Francis's path. He said, I ran up the hedgerow to see if I could find it and take a picture. I'll get some video of it. Fran did tell me not to go, but I wanted to see if I could find it and get some more detail about it. Paul and Francis continued their hunt of slowberries after the big cat sighting. Paul determined to see the creature again. Paul said, we managed to pick up about 900 grams of sloes to make 2 bottles of homemade gin for Christmas, which shall do us nicely. I'm going back at the weekend, though, to try and see if I could see the big cat. I wanted to be able to get a video evidence to prove the naysayers wrong. And that's it.
I love that. I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, I do apologise. Like zero fucks as well.
Foster accent went a bit Welsh, but it is right on the border.
It is on the border. Yeah. Goat Lush.
Goat Lush.
Fred Rose.
I just love the fact he's like, yeah, I'm going to go back. I got zero fucks.
Right, fuck off, Fran. I'm going right back up there and get the fucking video of the big cats.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what you think, Fran. Drink your gin and fuck off.
Have you got a tease me for next week?
Say that you'll tease me.
The true story of the cocaine bear is probably even stranger than the upcoming movie.
Yeah, tune in next week to hear the true story of the cocaine bear. It is October. It's spooky month.
Indeed.
I don't think you've been doing it, but I've been doing it.
I've been doing the
31 days of Halloween or 31 days of horror.
31 days of horror.
So I watched The Werewolves Within, which is like a horror comedy, but more of a comedy than horror. It's just a werewolf film that was kind of funny. It was fine. So I watched Halloween H2O.
Nice. Was that the one with...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched Halloween H2O, and it's reconfirmed that I fucking hate the Halloween series.
I cannot stand
any of them. I think they're all bullshit. They're all boring. He just walks everywhere. He doesn't do anything. And at the end of Halloween H2O, Jamie Lee Curtis cuts his fucking head off.
Yeah.
And then he reappears for the next fucking 7 movies or however many it is. He dies at the end of every film and always comes back.
There is a list of which ones are canon and which ones aren't.
Well, she's in this one, so it's got to be canon.
I
fucking hate the Halloween series. I think it's bullshit. I can't
stand it.
Have you not
watched the new ones?
I've watched the Rob Zombie ones.
Yeah, but the more recent ones that they released, like last year.
I haven't watched Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
Which is the latest one. But I don't care. I just don't like them. First one, it's like regarded this as amazing horror film that will stand the test of time. The first one is so fucking boring. Nothing happens in the first one. He's just behind some bushes and that's about it. And then he tries to break into a fucking closet and can't do it. And in Halloween H2O, he's got the worst fucking Michael Myers mask. It's like a copy of a copy of a copy. It's so weird, the mask is. But yeah, fuck Halloween. I can't
say. Fun fact, though, it was originally a William Shatner mask.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. I've watched a video of the guy. He explains how he made it. But anyway, yeah, Halloween H2O, the best bit in it was when Joseph Gordon-Levitt got an ice hockey boot to the face.
Nice.
Which is right at the start. And then I watched Reanimator, which was hilariously B-movie funny. Don't think they realised it was funny until they played on the funny in the sequels, because apparently the sequels are classed as a comedy. But yeah, it gets very weird at points with a man carrying his own head while trying to lick a girl's tits. It's very strange. And then I watched a film called Straight Edge Kegger. So basically,
Instagram post, and it sounded fucking hilarious.
It's basically like a home invasion film. So like You're Next. So there's no monsters. Okay. Yeah. So basically, it's this guy who's like in like a straight edge crew. Him and his mates are straight edge, but they start the crew as like to get rid of like Nazis and fascists out of the hardcore scene. And then it turns into like his mates just go to shows and just beat up people that are drinking and just turn into arseholes. So this guy gets a bit disheartened, leaves, makes friends with this other guy, and then just breaks edge and starts drinking, goes to a house party. His mates turn up and start killing people, basically, at a party. Nice. The acting in it is dog shit, but it's a very, very low budget film. The music is fucking great. I like them. Well, it's my kind of music. The music's great. The acting's to be desired. Some of it's fine. Some of it's pretty shit. But the kills and the the practical effects with the kills are insane.
Really?
There's throat slits that you think, how the fuck have they done that? And like, so you think this is a really low budget film. This guy gets his throat cut, and it's like proper, like, it looks real. It's insane. And then one guy gets like stabbed in his chest or in his heart, and it's like pissing all over this girl. It's like, yeah, the kills are really cool, and nice. The effects are really cool. And then I watched another film called Trick, which is on Amazon, which is about this guy who kills some kids at a Halloween party and then comes back. He gets killed and then comes back every year to kill more kids at Halloween. And it's just very American, bit teeny. Kills are good though. Guy gets his head ripped off. Yeah, it's great. Some of the kills are pretty cool. But the film in general, kind of a little bit to be desired, a little bit too over the top. But the kills are cool. But and tonight I'm going to watch Evil Dead.
Nice.
Which won the vote on my Instagram?
The original.
The Evil Dead, the first one.
Nice.
So the votes on my Instagram at the moment are 82% Evil Dead, 18% Child's Play.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was never really a fan of the Chucky films myself.
But yeah, so that's my 31 days of horror / Halloween so far.
So far, nice.
Film review. Nope.
Horror movies, mutilation, decapitation, torture. Does that sound entertaining?
The residents of a lonely gulch in inland California bear witness to an uncanny and chilling discovery.
So, nope. Yeah, Jordan Peele's. Jordan Peele's. Nope.
Nope, not today. Not having any of that.
We watched it together again. When I was down at yours for the weekend. Yeah. We watched Chud followed by Nope the next day.
Yeah. What did I think? Well. I really enjoyed it, man. I thought it was really good. Like, really sick, to be fair. It was one of them ones where I think we both kind of had the same opinion of it was more unsettling because it was during the day.
Yes,
normally UFO films are always at night.
Well, most horror films usually occur at night, don't they? When the bad shit happens, it's usually at night.
Exactly. And
when it's in the day, it's a bit more like,
whoo! Yeah, you're a bit more like, oh, fuck, that's not cool. But I loved it.
Everyone's a little bit afraid of the nighttime because it's dark and it's the unknown. But if it's daytime and you can see everything and something weird's popping up, it makes it a lot worse.
Yeah, you're something like... Yeah, and it's that feeling of like, I'm not safe during the day.
I should be safe in the day. Why aren't I safe in the day?
Yeah, exactly. Like at night, you're always like, oh. There was an entire storyline for me, which shouldn't have been in the film, would have made it probably 20 minutes shorter. It was a good...
Are you on about the monkey storyline?
Yeah, the monkey storyline with Glenn from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
For me, that was fucking pointless. It was a weird, good storyline, but it just didn't deserve
to have as much prominence as it did.
Yeah, I felt like there was going to be a callback. There was going to be something else. So I just didn't see the point in it, to be honest. It could have been generic ranch owner, zero fucks given. But I thought it was really good. It was unsettling. Again,
freaked me out a little bit.
Standard Peel film, great soundtrack, great fucking music in there.
Daniel Kaluuya acting his arse off as usual.
Yeah, standard.
Acting his arse off by not acting his arse off, which is always good.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like it's not underplayed, but it's not overplayed. It's like perfect.
Yeah, I just thought it was really good. There were some quite harrowing scenes, Jeff.
Well, there was a bit where he goes looking through some stables, and there's like aliens that he spots, and it's really fucking weird.
Yeah.
But then it just turns out to be the neighbouring ranch's kids like prank doing a prank. But it fucking freaked us out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like, well, nah, well, fuck
what
that,
the
no.
fuck was that? And even he goes, nope. Nope.
He says
and he
no,
starts walking away.
Clearly, then he just punches one in the face, which I thought was brilliant because you don't see that in horror film.
No.
Like, if you get confronted by like a ghost or a demon, they usually run away, but you just turn around and just fucking jaws
it. Yes.
Like, thank you, finally.
Yeah.
Some shit that we can fucking relate to.
But no, I just thought it was fucking great. The house scene towards the end is fucking disturbing. The screams alone, to be quite honest.
Oh yeah.
And I just love how when it's raining, you can tell where the UFO is by because it's not raining around that area.
Blocking out the sky. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was just like, "Whoa!" And then I think it got a bit weird towards the end.
Strange towards the end, but
got a bit odd.
I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
I didn't see it coming, to be quite honest. And again,
it's completely out of left field. Like, what?
Yeah, and you know, not to get into the realms of spoilers, but it was a very different take on an alien film.
Mm.
It was a very, very,
it's a very unique take. I've never come across that before.
No, I haven't really either.
That kind of take, but I like it. I'm here for it. I think it's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
If you've seen the film, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, there was some really, really good scenes in it. All around.
Bit of a montage at one point as well.
Yeah, 100%. I just thought it was just really good. Like, the comedy bits were good. It was not, like, again, apart from the kind of monkey storyline with Steven Yeun, I was a bit...
It's neither here nor there, but...
You should have just saved that for another film. Like, to be quite honest.
It kind of makes sense, but it kind of could have been left out as well.
Yeah, it would have reduced.
I don't think
it
doesn't add anything, but it wouldn't have. I don't think it adds too much, but if it wasn't in it, it wouldn't have taken anything away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like that. I would have watched some weird film about that situation, and then what he went off to do. Whatever fucking weird antics and shit he ended up doing later on in life, you know what I mean? I'd have watched that as a separate film, but in this, it would have reduced the runtime down by 20 minutes or so. Yeah, made it a good hour and a half, solid.
See, I didn't feel like it was overly long. I didn't feel like it was dragging at any point, really, for me.
No,
I switched between everything quite nicely. It was nothing overly. He didn't do that monkey shit for too long. You'd be like, "What the fuck's going on?" Do you know what I mean? It was all a bit interchanged, and it kept my attention for the whole film, which was good.
Yeah,
it's always a good sign for me if you can keep my attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike Halloween H2O, which was shit.
But yeah, I just think, like, I don't know, for 2 hours and 10 minutes. I wanted that monkey stuff to come back to play another part or something weird.
It was weird that it kind of made sense but didn't at the same time. It's very strange, that little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's Jordan Peele, man. What'd you expect?
I know. I mean, Us was fucking bizarre, but in that you kind of know what's going on. You know what I mean?
We've never studied film. We're not film critics. We're just a couple of idiots with some microphones. So there's probably a deeper meaning that we're just completely missing us.
Probably.
Like, well, with most of the films we watch.
Yeah, true. And if we do, feel free to fucking slide into our DMs or send us an email.
Storiesfromthecryptid@gmail.com.
Tell us
why we're fucking morons.
Yeah, because we know we're fucking morons. But tell us why we're morons. Yeah.
So, rating.
out of five.
Yeah.
I'm going at least a 3.5.
I'm going to push for 3.5, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it, man.
The only thing that knocked it down was, the kind of useless monkey storyline for me.
Yeah. I'm happy with 3.5.
Yeah.
That's nice. Above average. That's, yeah.
I'd say. Yeah.
Well, two and a half down the road, middle. 3.5. That's above, isn't it? So, yeah, I'd go 3.5.
I mean, maybe even 3.5 is a bit harsh on it.
You reckon that's a bit on the low side? I was thinking maybe a 4, but you said 3.5. I can meet you at 3.5 if you want. But 3.5.
I wanted, there was bits that I wanted kind of more all out horror.
I wouldn't class it as a horror. I'd class it more as a sci-fi thriller.
Horror, but
bits of it were a bit like you made you on edge, but I would call it more of a sci-fi thriller, really, in my eyes. There were bits where it was for suspenseful and it was like in the realm of horror, but I wouldn't say there was enough throughout the whole film to actually class it as a full-blown horror film.
Kind of apart from towards it. It's definitely a big builder.
Yeah.
And when shit hits the fan. Ooh, boy.
Shit hits the fan.
Yeah. But 3.5.
I'll go for 3.5.
Yeah.
That's a good score, I reckon. 3.5.
I'd say so. Yeah.
So, do you want to see my wheel?
I'd love to see your wheel, mate.
Let's spin the wheel of misfortune.
Twiddle me,
baby. Time I lose control.
You got your arms
blood
in the air.
Blood on Satan's claw.
Ooh.
This is one of mine.
Nice. Right then, synopsisize me then, boy.
The accidental unearthing of Satan's earthly remains causes the children of a 17th century English village to slowly convert into a coven of devil worshippers.
Nice. Thanks for hanging out with us. It is...
Cheers for listening. You have been beautiful.
Yeah, it is a pleasure, as always.
Never a chore.
No. Indeed, so we're always here, loitering around every week, wherever you find us, on all good podcasting platforms, that is where we are.
Yeah, so give us a like, a thumbs up, give us a follow, subscribe, review, 5 stars, thank you very much, all helps. On the socials, we are...
at SFTC Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, unfortunately TikTok.
If you want to see all the articles we talked about this week, head over to the Twitter. They will all be linked in the Twitter thread for this week's release, whatever you want to call it. If you want to email us, storiesfromthecrypt@gmail.com.
Indeed.
We will talk about your spooky encounters, your strange tales. If you've got an article you want us to talk about.
Films that you want us to watch, if you've ever been bashed off by a boggart.
You ever hobbed along with a hobgoblin?
Ooh. Have you ever been yelled at by a yevren?
You ever got frisky with a fairy?
We want to hear about it, so...
Yeah, tell us. So, drop us a line, storiesfromthecrypt@gmail.com for all your inquiries, stories, links and all that shit, or slide into the DMs on the socials at SFTC Podcast. We'll be there. We'll say hello. And if you're listening to us, screenshot it, post it on your story, tag us, we'll repost it.
Yeah, maybe give you a cheeky follow.
So that's been us for this week.
Pleasure as always.
As always.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
And as always, to absent friends.
Absent friends.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.